Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
I have all these friends in my age, and they're, let's say, 50s, who are going biking through Europe and, you know, Asia. And I have to tell you, that's not how I would go to Europe, like, on a bike, like, sitting on a hard seat. In fact, when we moved here, I saw the canal and I said, oh, I could bike on a canal. That's like straight up, flat. You know, flat. Of course, I live on a rise, so I have to go down a hill to get to the canal, right? And then I got to get back up. But I got a bike and I said, I want the biggest mama seat you have because, you know, because they have
they
like,
hurt.
Yes. I mean, I spin. I love spinning in a, I'm the most amazing biker when my bike doesn't move. But you put me out on a canal or whatever. I think, so I got hit by a car. When I was 16.
Wow.
On a bike?
On a bike. And it was like that slow motion where you can sort of see yourself going over the, you know, the hood of the car. And I was fine. I mean, I, you know, had some leg issues and couldn't go to the junior prom, but it was, but I think the thing that from now on, I just can't ride my bike in traffic.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And I can't, and so bikers ride. They, do you know, like, when they go out, groups of them, like men in spandex on Saturday mornings? Mm-hmm. Could they go to the side of the road? Do they not, like, yeah, you know, don't they know the roads are made for cars?
You share the road, honey.
And they do, they have a
right.
I do.
They have right away.
They have a right
have
to
right
be
away.
On the
they
road.
Have the right away.
My dad's a big biker.
He wears spandex, those little spandex?
Yes. Does he wear
spandex? Oh, yeah. He has the whole bike jerseys, bike shorts, everything.
That's the law.
So they go first? Oh, darn.
Not necessarily first, but I mean, they have just as much right as we do on the car.
As a car.
Yes, I totally get that. I know that intuitively and, you know, intellectually, and yet I just want to pick them off because, you know, I can't get around
a woman who was hit while riding a bicycle.
I want to say, don't they know better? I have been hit by a car. You know, I...
The evil part of the side of Sam comes out.
But I do, I get it. Like, it's beautiful. You're out in the cornfields
and
it's supposed to be, you know, bucolic. It just would be better if there were no cars on the road with them.
Right, but that ain't ever going to happen.
That would be great. So maybe that's why my friends have to go to Europe to do it.
That's right. That's
101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.